It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And I welcome into the show Ross Tucker. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there, Jim. Appreciate this every week. It's nice to have something actually on my calendar and schedule that I can keep every week, and that's chatting with you about Penn State football. And love that we still have so many people listening. Hopefully they keep listening and spread the word to other Penn State fans about what we're doing. You know how much I enjoy it growing up a big Penn State fan. And you know what? It's always a good day when you have a couple more commits to break down, right? I mean, we're going to dive into a positional series here soon, but I got no problem with pushing back the positional series as if commits keep coming in.
I'm with you on that, Ross. And we've got I'll call it the big one, a quarterback commit. It's what people are talking about. It's quarterback Christian Veyu. And I've been told by someone who actually spoke to him that that's how you pronounce it, Veyu. He's a 6'4", 200-pound, four-star pro-style quarterback. I'm emphasizing that pro-style because a lot of people seem to be stuck on that, Ross. I know you watched the film. What do you got for us?
Well, he's really good. I mean, he's a really good prospect. He's a nice quarterback for Penn State to get. I really like his frame. You know, he looks like he's a good 6'3", 200 pounds, 210, with room to grow and add muscle. What really jumps out about him is he is a smooth, effortless, rhythmic passer, especially on deep balls. Now, I will say this. He's playing in a private school league down there in Maryland. He goes to the Bullis School, and his receivers in some of these games are a lot better than the kids that are trying to cover him. I mean, some of them, it's like embarrassing. You know, his receivers just run by these poor kids like they're standing still. I don't know. I mean, it's the D.C. area, so maybe they're not Johnny Hedge Fund. Maybe it's Johnny Senator's son, Senator Johnny's kid. I don't know. But, I mean, they are flying by these guys. So there's a bunch of guys that are wide open. But what you see from Veyu is that it just looks like it all comes pretty easily for him. And I always feel like that's a good sign. That's not a knock. That's what you want, right? You want it to come easily for him. When he drops back, puts his back foot in the ground, lets go of the ball. It's a pretty ball. It goes where he wants it to go. And he just looks very natural, comfortable as a thrower of the football. You know, maybe the best they've gotten in a while in that regard, you know, where he just looks like throwing is such an easy thing for him, and he's naturally accurate. Especially impressive, I would say, on the deep balls. Especially impressive. That would I would say those are his biggest positives. On the other side, what's interesting about it is I would say he's an average athlete. So I'm not going to say he's incapable of running, because there are certainly some plays on his video where he does run, but he does not appear to be a guy that would be a huge asset in the running game unless he gets stronger and faster. And I'm going through all the commits we've done here for Penn State on the Keystone Sports Network over the years, and I think he's probably the worst runner that I can remember. Now, you know, Clifford wasn't great, and now Clifford's a huge asset because he got stronger and faster. So those are the real positives for him, is that I think as he gets stronger and faster, there's enough athletic ability there, Jim, that he will be able to be a factor. I just don't think it's ever going to be a big part of his game. You know, if we're seeing some of these other guys run the ball 5 to 10 times, he looks like to me like it'd be more 2 to 4 times, right? If that, just to keep the defense honest, unless as he gets stronger and faster, he's able to really improve like Clifford did. Although I still think Clifford was a better runner in high school than Vayu is. That said, he does show a really good ability on second reaction plays and throws really well on the move. You know, second reaction play is like, okay, my rhythmic pass was not available or there's pressure. I got to run around, figure something out. He does a nice job doing that. He really does. And he throws well when he's on the move, even going to his left. He made a number of nice throws. So I thought that was a really important thing, that maybe he's not going to run for a bunch of yards. Maybe he gets stronger and faster and can, but maybe he's not going to run for, but he can still make plays in the pocket with his feet. And I got to tell you, Jim, one of the top ranked quarterbacks in the country, a guy like Kyle McCord from St. Joe's Prep in Philly, who's going to Ohio State. He's not a great runner at all either. Not at all. But he's that good as a thrower of the football that Ohio State was fine signing him, even though he won't run around like Fields or JT Barrett. Probably not even like Haskins. He's probably not as good of a runner as Haskins, but he's that good of a thrower that Ohio State in that case was willing to take him. And I think Vayu sort of falls into that category where he's that good of a thrower, that good on the move, that they're willing to do it.
And I'm not comparing him to this guy except for build. He seems to have a kind of the build like Trevor Lawrence does, who wasn't asked to run the ball for Clemson, but then we saw in the college football playoffs, it came as such a surprise, and to keep the defense honest, it wasn't what they were expecting. And again, I'm not saying he's Trevor Lawrence, but I'm just saying I that was the image I had in my head. The one other question I had for you, Ross, now, what ranking did you give, what point rating did you give for Christian Vayu?
I gave him an 8.3. I think he's pretty good.
All right. Now, I already had that in my notes, and that's why I wanted to ask you the question. If you recall, Micah Bowens, who was the 2020 commitment at quarterback to Penn State, you also rated him at 8.3. Care to compare the two of them?
Sure. Well, first of all, I didn't know that. You know, I don't go back and look, so that's interesting for sure. So Micah Bowens does not have the same size as Vayu, is not as natural of a passer or as accurate, but is a much better athlete and runner, and I think has a stronger arm. Like Bowens has a cannon. I just don't know if he'll be as proficient or accurate as Vayu. It's what's fascinating to me about it, Jim, is they are entirely different players. I mean, they're almost opposites, right? You got the tall guy who's not a great runner, but he's a really accurate passer and really smooth. Then you got the short guy who's a great runner, who's got a huge arm, but maybe isn't as smooth or as naturally accurate. It's really interesting. I would say this. I'm not sure, you know, we've talked about in the past. I don't think Vayu is the like program changing quarterback that, you know, we've been talking about. You know, I don't think he, and hopefully he proves me wrong, but his video's not like Justin Fields' video was, or Trevor Lawrence, or these guys that take their team to the college football playoff. Like he's not at that level, and maybe he'll play really well. He reminds me more of like Sean Clifford.
Gotcha. Care to say which one is going to be the future quarterback? They're only 1 year separates them.
I think Vayu probably has a better shot, but there's a lot of factors that go into that, right? You know, when Clifford's done, what happens with the guys that are behind them? I mean, there's a lot of timing that goes into that. If I had to bet on it, I'd bet on Vayu, but we'll see.
All right. In the couple minutes we have left, I know you also looked at defensive end commit Rodney McGraw, 6'5", 223, three-star from Indiana. He also flipped from the Indiana Hoosiers. What did you see from his film?
Terrific length and frame. I mean, he's like a lot of guys they've gotten recently. I mean, he's about a head taller than everybody else he's playing against. He has a lot of room to get heavier. You know, he looks like a basketball player out there playing football. He really does. Excellent burst off the ball, which is important. He gets off the rock on time and quickly. And then he's got a really good closing burst, too, when he sees who has the ball to be able to, you know, chase him down. He plays high. Which a lot of kids do, especially tall kids. I mean, he looks like he's tall and straight up, not even bending his knees at all the whole time. Like he plays really high, but he is willing to be physical when there's like a pulling guard or a fullback coming at him. He'll pop him in the mouth. Like he'll hit him. He is willing to be physical, taking on blockers. What I thought was important is that he reads blocking schemes pretty effectively to make plays. Like he kind of could see what was going on and was able to make the play, which I think is a good sign. The concerns are the lack of competition. I mean, that is a bad league he's in. There was not a lot of good players there. He's a head taller and twice as fast as everybody else he's playing against. So it makes it a little bit tougher to really evaluate him. And there's not a lot of plays where they're running the ball at him, Jim, with an offensive lineman to see how he uses his hands and how stout he is at the point of attack. You just don't see it. It doesn't mean he can't do it. It's just not part of his video that was available to me. Overall, though, I think he's a really good prospect. I think he's a good flip for Penn State. I gave him an 8.1.
That's a pretty good rating. And there seems to be now a mold. I was talking to Greg earlier in the week. His 6'5", 223 is almost identical to Adisa Isaac's measurements when he came out of high school. And Adisa Isaac, I don't know, I think he's like 255 now. Do you see that with Rodney McGraw the same way, the capability to put on that kind of weight?
Yeah, you know, you look around the country, that's what a lot of them do. They get bigger DNs, and they move those guys inside the tackle. And we talked about some of those guys for Penn State's 2020 recruiting class. And then at the end, they get the really tall, long, lanky kids and that have some burst, have some twitch, and they know they can get them up to about 250 coming off the edge.
Very good. Well, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned for Ask Ross.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.